Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Kaya Biz with Google at 4P.
On kaya959. On the street, on the air.
It's 22 minutes after 6. I'm Nastasia Arons, standing in for Gugulethu Mfuphi this evening. Capitec reported a 16% rise in full-year profit, helped by strong performance during the second half as growth in net transaction and commission income grew by 30%. To give us more details, we are joined by Kheri Fourie, who is the CEO of Capitec. Kheri, thank you so much for your time this evening. I mean, I gave a little bit in terms of what happened here, but take me through the financial year that was for Capitec.
We'll try and establish that connection with Kheri Fourie just to talk about the numbers. But it was also quite interesting to see how that share price reacted earlier today. It was up about 7% in contrast to some of the other numbers that we saw come out a little bit as well in terms of quarterly production numbers from the likes of Sasol, as well as Kumba Iron Ore, Anglo American Platinum, as well as Anglo American PLC. Some of the companies were up, rather down, close to around between 3 and 6%, with around, with Sasol actually down 10.8% at one point. And that was on the back of their production and sales metrics for the 9 months. But we'll try and get that connection up with Kheri just to talk a little bit more about how this particular company performed over the year, but also it was to talk about the diversification they've seen over the years and where a lot of the value is coming from, especially when you look at the line of new businesses. So in terms of some of the numbers and the specifics, they're saying here that, you know, when it comes to transaction and commission income, and they're including value-added services, they saw an increase of around 13.9 billion rand. And they're saying all of this was driven by the growth in clients transacting digitally and client adoption of its value-added service and also the new payment channels. The one thing we've been talking about, especially in a high interest rate environment, has been the rise of credit impairments. The company in this particular case saying that their credit impairment charges rose to about 38%. But let's establish that connection with Kheri. Kheri, just checking if you can hear me. We seem to be having that connection issue still with Kheri. But nonetheless, when we look at what's happening with Capitec around their credit granting criteria, basically, they're saying that they began relaxing that credit granting criteria in late 2021 as certain clients began showing signs of recovery after the COVID-19 pandemic. But as a result of what they saw in relation to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, that having an effect on inflation, pushing inflation and interest rates higher, the lender had started tightening again in June 2022. But we've got Kheri on the line. Let's see if we can have that conversation with him. Kheri, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Take me through the period that was for Capitec.
I think if you look at the year, I think we've done exceptionally well. You know, 16% growth over a very tough economic year. I think it's exceptional performance. But just to put that in perspective, we had a 25% growth the last 6 months versus the previous 6 months. And that's just shown how we've diversified the company and how other products has kicked in. I think we've also done exceptionally well in on the impairment side, on the provisioning side. That has dropped with about 800 million. And then our new businesses, our VAS, our Capitec Pay, our Connect, has all done exceptionally well. So we're very happy with the results.
Talk to me about the way you're viewing credit and granting of credit when you look at retail versus the business banking side. What's the way forward here when you look at that landscape?
Yeah, you know, I think on the retail space, we're predominantly unsecured. And being unsecured, you need to understand the client's financial situation. We all know the client has been under strain. We've pulled back quite a lot. We're taking a conservative view. We will be looking at small tweaks here and there, but predominantly we will be conservative till probably the end of this year, to make a really certain that the economy has stabilized. I think we need to understand what is happening with the elections, and we still need to understand what's going to happen with the Middle East. I think the business banking is a little bit different because there we want to focus on the secured market. We've got a very small market share. We're below 1%, and we believe there's opportunities to grow in the secured space where you have got security on properties and vehicles, etc. So, I think it's two different approaches, but we will be cautious on the credit side.
The one opportunity that I find very fascinating in relation to Capitec is your Everfin transaction. Talk to me about why Everfin was the ideal partner for your global expansion plans.
Yeah, I think what you must remember is we bought 40% of Everfin. It was the old cream about 6-7 years ago. So we've said we want to go international. We want to learn on a small scale. We want to understand international exposure. We understand regulatory risk. I think we've had a very good experience on that. An opportunity came about to buy out the other 60%, which we've done. We're operating in 5 countries. So it's Mexico, Spain, Czech, Latvia, Poland, which is quite diverse. It's an online lending business. So what we will do is to see how can we grow this business and take it to a next level. And then I think, you know, if we really talk long-term, 5 years plus, our focus is on South Africa, using the South African opportunities, digitalize banking completely in South Africa, business bank, retail, and insure. And then you can take Capitec abroad on a digital platform.
When you're sitting with your team and you're making the decisions, I mean, how do you get to the point where you'd rather buy versus build? How do you weigh that up in an environment like this?
Well, I think it's you know, Capitec has actually been known to build. I think there's two exceptions, was Everfin and Mercantile. I've shown this morning in our results that we paid $3.6 billion for it, and when it started, it had a 200 million rand profit, and we've taken that close to 500 million. In that rebuild, we've invested quite a lot, so we're quite happy with that result. And I think Everfin was just a little bit better, different because we know it for 6-7 years, so it made sense to actually go and buy it and give us the opportunity to diversify. But you know, you go through that process: do you build, do you buy? But we've always, strictly speaking, we grow organically, but the international side for us is important because we need to really, if you want to really be a dominant player, you need to be an international player as well.
What's the focus for the next 6 months for you and the team?
I think if you look at, we're sitting with 22 million clients, is how do you optimize that client base, bring in the full product range into that into that 22 million. Then business banking, we've just rebranded 1st of March. We've changed the pricing. Interestingly enough, the pricing is exactly the same as retail. And as you know, retail don't differentiate between income streams. Everyone pays exactly the same. We've done exactly the same with business banking. And it's to make certain all our systems, processes work and grow that. And then on the credit side, to make certain that we're prudent, we understand our credit market, and to look at areas that we can open up.
Kheri, thank you so much for your time this evening. That is Kheri Fourie, who is the CEO of Capitec.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.